The city of Tampa will soon hire a consultant to produce a master plan for reclaimed water to analyze the best way to use the valuable resource. That was announced today by Steve Dagnalt, the city of Tampa's administrator of public works and utility services.
We'd like to look at the value of our reclaimed water. As you know, there's a lot of demands going on for reclaimed, and so we're wanting to look at what the value of that water would be.
Dagnalt says the city has recently crafted an agreement with Tampa International Airport and is just now planning on getting reclaimed along the bayshore for irrigation purposes there. He also says the city hopes to have reclaimed use as Curtis Hickson Park is redeveloped and when Kylie Gardens is rejuvenated. The concept of a master plan for reclaimed water comes after the city began discussions for an agreement earlier this year with the Southwest Florida Water Management District and Water Partners, Inc., or WPI, that could let the city sell reclaimed water to Tampa Electric Company, Mosaic Fertilizer, and Polk County water users. Steve Dagnalt says the city has not yet asked how much reclaimed water is available and at what time.
And when becomes an important factor. If there was a pipeline today, we could provide a lot of water because we don't have other uses. But part of their planning looks 5 years into the future and then 10 years out. So that's why it's incumbent upon us, we think, to do this master plan for our reclaim just to see how much is available when. Because today, like I say, there's a lot more water available than there may be in 5 years or 10 years.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern wondered about the synchronicity between the two developments.
That's my question, because I think that the citizens want a commitment on getting the reclaimed water in the city before it goes outside.
City Councilwoman Linda Saucena said it was critical that the city develop a plan for the resource.
Are we assuming that our highest priority and goal be that we use that we make our reclaimed water available to Tampa residents for their own needs? Because if you need a policy direction from council, I think that's what we value most, is using our reclaimed water for our citizens here.
Councilman Charlie Miranda inquired about the Memorandum of Understanding with Mosaic Fertilizer and Polk County regarding reclaimed water, which he was told by city attorneys has not yet been signed. Miranda said the city need to be guarded in working with other entities on the resource.
It's real big time politics is what it is. And it's not politics in the city of Tampa. It's politics of those who want to come in and raid the city while we're focusing on doing the right thing. So those are the things that we have to look at.
Councilman John Dingfelder said he wanted to ensure that a new consultant's master plan addresses the city's maximizing the current STAR program, where reclaimed water is available only in the South Tampa area, to a very limited public base.
We still have, I think, 8 or 10,000 homes that still could hook up that aren't hooked up, okay? And so we need to figure out a way to do that, and since we have a consultant on board, we need recommendations from them to do that. So I hope, very strongly hope, that when we see that scope of work, that it's included in the scope of work.
And Miranda said that part of the master plan should include a requirement of mandatory usage, saying that's the only way the plan could pay for itself.
We cannot afford to spend all this money and put it all in the neighborhoods and then no one signs up. So I'm going to look for leadership on this council to write the ordinance to say that if we invest the money and we put the pipe, you will sign up, mandatory. Yep. Because you cannot do this without making it mandatory for the benefit of the people who are getting it and the benefit of those who are not getting it, so they don't pay for that benefit.